This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot. Only here on the Uncensored Voice.
With your host, Ricky Midnight.
Make sure money's not wasted like that $55 million.
All right, so this is Ricky Midnight with the Uncensored Voice. I know I haven't made a podcast in a while, but this is some pretty important stuff that's happening here in Bexar County in San Antonio, Texas, to be specific. We're talking about all these illegals that are coming over, as well as other important information for you guys. I have a couple of guests here today, and we're going to just let you guys know what is happening. A lot of people out there who are not aware of the actual situation. I had a customer ask me about a month ago. They said, they just asked me out of the blue. We weren't talking about it. They just asked me in the blue. Said, hey, do you know about all this border crisis and stuff that's happening right now? I said, I know a little. And they said, is it true? Is it true that it's as bad as people say? Because, you know, on the news, they're not showing it as bad. And I'm like, oh, it's way worse than what, you know, people are saying. It's really bad out there, especially on the border towns. Now, we're not on the border town, but we're a hub. We're not too far from the border town. And I can't stand what's happening to our city. I can't stand the fact that our tax dollars are going to other people while I can barely pay rent.
Totally agree with that.
Absolutely. A lot of people don't realize where their tax dollars are going and what the tax dollars are being spent for. Go to the airport at like 6:30 in the morning. Almost any weekday, and you'll see people standing in line to go through the security check. Then you'll see the TSA guys walking through the airport saying, come on, come on. And then they'll have a whole herd of 100 plus.
All these illegals.
Yes.
Every last one of them is an illegal alien, and they'll run through there. And that whole herd will be, I mean, they'll be done in like maybe 5 minutes.
So they're not checking them for weapons or any other contraband?
I don't know what they're doing. I don't think so. I really don't think so.
I actually saw a video, kind of keep myself on the pulse of TikTok a little bit. But so I saw a video where passengers that were actually waiting in line, like you and me, who have to go through the security, take your socks and shoes off and put everything in the, they were complaining because in the cities where these illegals were going, they were being walked through the TSA without actually being searched. So that was a huge issue, not only because of having to wait in line for hours as a regular U.S. citizen,
but also the security
component of that, where they're not being checked.
What happened on September 11th again?
Well, if you're what's her name, something happened to some people.
It wasn't as bad as
what happened January 6th, though.
The whole
according to them.
With that
Omar show, whatever her name is.
Insignificant.
Nobody.
That's how I would like to refer
to her. They're not checking them for weapons. As it is, weapons get past the TSA. You know, it happens from time to time. But if you're inviting people and you're absolutely not even checking them, there's a good chance that weapons are flowing.
Yes.
Here's the sad thing, though. I went through as an active duty military member back in the day. Okay. I went through as an active duty military member in uniform. And I still had to pretty much strip down.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. I mean, some of the active, I think now they're actually kind of expediting active duty through, but I mean, they still go through, they still get,
You still have to go through the scanner. You still have to put your stuff on the belt. What they usually do, what I've seen when I've flown recently, they put military service members in the priority boarding. The left side of the boarding section is typically like the people who are already, they have the TSA pre-check.
I haven't been there in a long time.
So usually to the left are people who have already completed the TSA pre-check. So they've already gotten the glove off and put it so far up they know everything about you.
So
what they do is they put the military service members in that line and make them go through. So they're going through a scanner, but it's a much shorter line because there's not a lot of people who are going to complete that. You know, mm-hmm. the federal government's already up my ass. I don't want them any closer. But, so I'm not going to do that. But I went in the regular line and, you know, watched this happening multiple times. So it's a little different now than it was then. But the point is that there not only are people being expedited through the airport and creating a safety issue, right? But it's also a lot of the big cities like Boston, that's a big one right there. Boston and New York City have opened their airports to allow these people to sleep in the airport. So, and that was a big, big video on TikTok where people were complaining that they are going in to catch planes and the walls are lined with families and single adult males. And you understand that, like, when you have a mass of people who have not been vetted, so to speak, or you don't know whether they have weapons and you're just opening the door and going, okay, all of you can be here. One of the reasons that shelters that we have, even locally, you have to close the door and lock it at a certain time. And they don't allow, you know, like the women and children to be around the men. They have separate shelters for that because you have vulnerable populations who can be preyed upon, right? So it's the same concept with the airport. Yes, you have airport police, but you don't have enough of them for the volume of these illegals that you're housing. And there's not a person there who makes sure that nothing goes wrong. It's really a recipe for disaster. And, you know, and it's to the point where people who live in this country are inconvenienced to allow this kind of crap to happen. And that's where people are starting to get angry.
Well, that's just one small part of it. I that really ticks me off, the inconvenience factor, but that's a small part of it.
But let's look into where the money for this is coming from also. Who's paying for these flights? You know, it's some people say it's federal.
Well, yeah.
Some of the NGOs.
It has to be coming from our tax dollars.
And
the United Nations is paying for it.
So that's one of the NGOs.
Yes.
But I think some of it might be also, and this is just something that I've heard, some of it might be also coming from the city, where the city's actually helping them get to where they're going. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you mean, just so that we have clarification, do you mean that when they're here in our city, and then they're going to go to another place, that our city is helping them get to that next destination?
Yes.
Okay. So, they have to get here somehow, and that's a big, mm-hmm. you know, source of who's sending them, right? And
no
so there are a lot of conspiracy theories, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I find it a little bit strange that a lot of these people that are coming over the border tell of having guidance coming through, right? Mm-hmm. And then they actually have reporters who have gone over to the different sites where they're traveling as they migrate from whatever country to the United States, like from Nicaragua or wherever. And they've actually established like little outposts for these people to stop. Like it's like the encouragement is go to the United States, go to the United States. So, and there's footage of the United Nations specifically, right? Giving them maps and telling them how to get there. And so however they're getting here, the point is once they're in the country, right? This is a sanctuary city. So I 100%, I don't think people understand that they're being housed at these places.
Oh, yeah.
That they're providing city contracted police officers to make sure that they are okay, not to protect the citizens from these criminals who come across the border who haven't been vetted or checked,
but to
or
protect the
may
criminals.
Have weapons, but it's actually to protect the people who are here illegally.
Yes.
And the city funds that.
And to make sure that people aren't going up harassing them.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Their feelings.
Yeah. Right.
Because that property is actually considered city property. So they actually have a blanket, signed document, which allows them to give criminal trespass and to arrest for criminal trespass if the people don't leave.
So if American citizens, like say I went over there and I don't like the fact that they have this immigration resource center on San Pedro, because they're all over the San Pedro and they're like freaking ants on a snail, you know, I mean, just all having a good time. If I go over there and I start questioning them, say, hey, why the hell are you in my country? Why did you come to my country? I could actually get arrested and taken downtown.
But see, you can't get near them.
Yeah.
Because what they're going to do is they're going to, sir, you need to leave. You can't be here. You need to. And there's like, they have they have barricades. Yeah, they have everything marked off.
Again, for their protection.
For their protection from American citizens.
You're an American citizen. How dare you want to know why these people
are being paid taxes for the last 38 years.
How dare you want to know where your tax dollars are going.
Yeah.
But yes, they can come up to you. They can say, sir, you need to leave. Yeah. Will you please leave? They can give you the option. And in the old school, you know, they had an ATM model.
Yeah.
Ask, sir, will you please leave? Tell, sir, you need to leave. Make, sir, you're leaving in handcuffs to the jail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you know how he was talking about the airport, how he was seeing them, you know, like throngs of them going.
Mm-hmm.
That's also a city contract for the police department. Yes. So that's handled through the City of San Antonio Police Officers Off Duty section. There is a specific section that officers get like a special duty assignment to work in off duty.
Mm-hmm.
And their job is to find officers to fill these holes wherever the jobs are. That could be working at NSA, that could be working, you know, any like city event, but it's specifically they're filling these positions for officers to go babysit these illegals that are in the airport, right? So all hell doesn't break loose. And they, you know, they have been reported to be showering in the bathrooms and, you know, basically using it like a hotel.
Yeah.
And then also to fill these positions where these officers, you know, we don't want anyone to harass the illegals, you know, so we have to have these officers there. And to me, it's important to understand that the city of San Antonio and its mayor, you know, and the city council, they have put that money and allocated this taxpayers that you live in San Antonio and you pay taxes. Part of your tax money is paying for that. Right. So I don't know if people understand the scope of that, but that is a lot. The city has also leased different hotels that have gone out of business. Like, for instance, that Holiday Inn that's right there off of Durango, or now whatever, Cesar Chavez, whatever the hell they call it now, across from public safety headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
That is a hotel for homeless.
That's the one that's right by the Bill Miller.
It's like catty corner from Bill Miller.
To that Bill Miller, right?
Yep. I think this is South Santa Rosa in front of it.
Used to be a Kmart there, right?
Not there. I think on the other side. On the other side.
Basically, is it the old jail? Is that the one you were talking about?
No, this is, okay, so if you get off and you go down like Cesar Chavez and public safety headquarters is right there on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
South Santa Rosa is here and the Bill Miller's is right there.
Yeah.
This hotel is on the corner, like diagonal from Bill Miller's.
So it's like eight story or something like that. Is that the building I'm talking about? Something like that?
It's a pretty good size hotel.
Yeah.
It used to be a Holiday Inn. So, it was a decent one.
Yeah.
But the city has a lease there for SAM Ministries.
Yeah.
And SAM Ministries puts those homeless people in there. Now, some people may be veterans. It may be, you know, a domestic violence situation.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also people there who are illegal, who claim the same things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fleeing domestic violence. I'm, you know, they want to seek asylum, and that might be a good, you know, you fear for your life. That is a good claim for asylum. The problem is you came over the border illegally, but they don't care about that because their interest in this is getting these people housed. They have concierge. They can get their mail there.
They have turndown service, right?
What is concierge?
I mean, so they actually have people come in and serve them meals there.
Hmm.
They have private security, and they, you know, don't let So let me say this.
So those little cars that you see sitting out front that look like cop cars with the lights flashing all hours of the day and night?
Yes. That's private security because we don't want them to be harassed.
Do they get free meals too?
While they're in there. Yes.
They can call down to the front desk and say, I want eggs and
they
bacon.
They have a dining room. You stayed in a Holiday Inn. Yeah. Have you had a continental breakfast?
Okay, so it was a continental breakfast. Okay.
Yes. So that area
so
is their dining
room. Can I partake
room.
Of this if I wanted to?
So, well, you couldn't. You wouldn't be able to
because
get
because I'm a legal citizen who's paid tax.
You
I'm
wouldn't
not
be able to
it.
Even access it. That's the whole
you know
thing.
What? I think I'm going to try tomorrow.
And you're not homeless. You actually well, have
I,
a job.
I can
you work.
I can dress down. You know, I can dress like a homeless person. I won't take my ID or
you
anything.
You know what? Maybe once tax time comes around, I'm just saying.
We're all going to be homeless.
Yeah, because I mean.
Well. This year, thankfully, I only had to pay $1 my taxes.
Oh, wow.
I had to pay $1. I know people have had to pay a lot more.
Yeah, we've had to pay
We haven't done ours because we're scared to see how much we're going to
pay. Yeah, how much. It's going to hurt. Yeah,
heck yeah.
Yeah, the people who earn and that's my word here, people who earn good money have to pay for these illegals to come over for free. That's the way it is.
And see, that's what really kind of...
Yeah.
Chaps your ass.
Kind of burns my ass a little bit more than a fire this high, but it really burns my ass is because both of us work. We work 40, 50, 60 hours a week. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I have two jobs.
We pay
two jobs.
She has two jobs. We pay single rate taxes and we actually get more money taken out. I get $50 a month extra taken out.
On top of what you already pay your taxes, you know, so let's say you make, I don't know, $2,000 in a pay period.
Mm-hmm.
And they take all your FICA and your federal and whatever out already, right? Those are your taxes.
Yeah.
So that is supposed to, that's how when you pay that at the end of the year, if you've paid too much of that, that's how you get your refund, right? Based on however much money you make.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for us, we already pay taxes, like our regular taxes out of our paycheck, but then we have them withhold more money. So I lose $100 every pay period.
So in the hopes that you won't have to pay.
Right.
Yeah.
Because remember when we did our podcast about us having to pay that $6,000 in taxes, right? Okay. So do you remember me saying that if Biden put it into effect a law, and it was actually the first year was not last year, but the year before. And the law says that if you don't pay enough tax over the tax year, and you have to write a check to the IRS that you are going to be charged an extra $100 fee as a penalty. And that's what they charged us. So they charged us, not only did they charge us this $6,000, you know, it was like $6,700 or something.
It
was almost $7,000.
Mind you,
both
of us were getting the taxes taken out at single rate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think back, 4 or 5 years ago, if you're single, you get stuff taken out at a single rate, then you usually didn't have to pay back.
Well, usually, I remember when you actually did taxes, you actually filled out your W-4.
Yeah.
I would claim zero, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they can take out the most amount
That's
of tax.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
And, you know, that way I would get something at the year, but the key is to not pay anything at the end of the year.
Yes.
Right, right.
But, you know, I would get something back because they took out an abundance of tax.
Well, then there are two different things. Okay, so when you talk about years ago, that was the W-2 where you claimed zero. I think it's important to understand the difference. And so we got this lesson the hard way after we got forced to pay almost $7,000, right? So W-2 figures the deductions.
Okay.
So that's where you claim married or one or two or zero or whatever. Mm-hmm. The W-4 is they now accompany it with a sheet that tells you how much you make and what you're going to owe in taxes and approximately what you should have taken out. So most people are not capable of figuring out, well, how much is it going to, you know, are they going to take out and what is the difference in that sum and what I'm supposed to pay the federal government?
Yeah.
Because whatever the difference is, you're going to have to claim on that W-4. Okay. Guess what? You know what, Rick, you're my boss and I'm filling this out. And you know what, Rick, I'm going to need you to take out another $100 a pay period, because if I go the way I'm going, there's a difference here of like $6,000. So I'll pay, let's say I have to pay $26,000 in taxes. So 20 comes out in your regular paychecks, but that other $6,000 difference from figuring it on the W-4, I have to make that up through the tax year. So it's up to the taxpayer now, which I think is ridiculous because they don't let us make any decisions at all. They force us to do IRAs. They force us to do, you know, like the 401k and participate in 357s and whatever. And because they say Americans don't handle their money well enough. However, when it comes to your W-4, you have to do it. So if you make a mistake, Rick, well, too bad, so sad. But, you know, it's confusing. And you wouldn't know that unless something happened where it forced you to learn that, right?
And you actually had to talk to somebody that knew. Mm-hmm. If your HR actually has the back half of that W-4, then you're in luck. Whenever I talked to mine, I asked them about that, and they're like, what?
They didn't have it. I got it at Methodist, so I asked him to ask for it from him, and they didn't have it.
They had absolutely no idea. I asked them, and they looked at me like I was growing on porn out of the middle of my head.
Well, and unfortunately, what that ends up doing is costing people. In other words, people who work, the more money you make, the more it costs you. Yeah. And we're not one percenters. We're not anywhere close to that. Mm-hmm. We are middle-class people, you know, paying our bills, just trying to survive and keep a roof over our heads. You know, I feel like we, you know, it's not like we spend lavishly or extravagantly. We don't.
Well, the thing is, we never do anything for ourselves. We haven't.
Yeah. We're working to death. And it was something that we actually had a discussion about today. We were both saying, you know, because he only has 3 more years till he hits 20. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I want to do more things. I want to have more time off. I want to enjoy my family. Because for us, you know, this past year, of course, you know, my daughter was diagnosed with cancer. Mm-hmm. And so there's nothing like a, you know, coming close to, you know, mortality when you realize that what the things are that are important. And for us, you know, we work and work and work because that's what we were taught to do. That's what we were told to do. That's what keeps a roof over our heads. That's what raised our children. And that's the honorable way. That's the American way. Mm-hmm. You work to have more to provide for your family. You don't take advantage of the system. You don't get freebies. I didn't get freebies. You didn't get freebies. I pay my student loans. And, I, you know, I don't want to hear any shit from anybody saying how, oh, you know, I can't pay my student loan because they charged me. I had to make a deal. I pay $560 a month when I was paying $1,200. I just said to them, can you just make it a reasonable payment? Like, I don't have any problem paying my payment back, but $1,200 a month, that's a mortgage. It's a mortgage. Mm-hmm. Can we bring it down? And then like every year I recertify based on my income. So I'm on an income-based repayment plan. But even for me with my income, I still have to pay $560 a month. And most people, their student loans are not that high. But I guess what I'm getting at is like, there's no reward for doing the right thing. And when you bring even these illegals over and you hand them freebies, what kind of precedent are you setting for opening the doors and letting them in? The entitlement. So many of the videos that I've watched, I think I showed you the one where the guy who is actually a terrorist, who had just recently got out of an Afghani prison after like a 12 or 13 year stint, who literally walked across the border.
Because it's completely open.
He said, right, you will know who I am. You're stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, but soon you will know who I am.
I'm going to play that video on this.
And someone said, hey, you know, the entitlement. And he said, you don't even know how I am. You don't know, you know, just the fact that they have the attitude they have. Let's talk about New York City and the two police officers.
Okay.
So what do you think about that?
Well, I didn't see the video until you showed it to me earlier, but I heard about it. I was listening to Trey Ware on KTSA here in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And I heard about it. The two officers were trying to, I don't know the situation, complete situation, but I know they were trying to get a man in cuffs who was struggling with him. And they basically just attacked the officers while they were not really paying a whole lot of attention to what was happening around them. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't.
Yeah.
So they kicked them and they hit them and they punched them and all this stuff. And this was several men. I think they said it was up to 12 men or something 12. Like that.
Uh-huh.
And of course the officers, you know, got their injuries. These dopes, these illegals, they went to, they were sent to court for the judge, the magistrate, whatever, to decide what's going to happen to them. They said, okay, nothing's going to happen to you guys. You're free to go. Mm-hmm. And they threw the cameras, their number one sign. They tossed, you know, their fingers at the camera and they laughed. And
they're on their merry way. You know, so basically what's happening is they're saying you can assault officers. If you come into this country illegally, you go ahead and assault officers and nothing's going to happen to you.
The only, I think the, there was, it's creating dissent.
Mm-hmm.
And so the police union kind of came out and said, this is absolutely ridiculous and unacceptable behavior. And it is. And cities are growing tired mm-hmm. of the crisis that continues in this country. Because the border standoff, yes, we are an open place mm-hmm. for people to jump right in. But we're not the only city that's seeing it now.
Yeah.
Because, well, and because see,
you
got to
remember,
we're
actually a couple hundred miles in, too.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, because of moves like what Abbott did, sending these people, all the Democrats wanted these people, they, as long as they stayed in Texas, right? We want you here. Welcome. Let's open our doors. All these other states. But stay in Texas.
Stay in Texas.
Right?
Don't come to our city.
And so Governor, you know, Abbott is a, his strategy is fantastic, right? Mm-hmm. He reminds me of a Trump president, right? Mm-hmm. He's very, very, he just is using the great strategy. But he's chartering planes because, right, Chicago's mayor said
I think he's just using buses, isn't he?
No, he chartered planes.
I only heard about the buses.
Here's what happened. So initially, they were doing charter buses to mm-hmm. bus them to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And that Democrat mayor went and created like a resolution for that city to say that he would arrest the bus drivers
mm-hmm.
in and impound all the buses.
Mm-hmm.
So Abbott, in a smooth move, chartered planes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you saw throngs of them being moved through,
mm-hmm.
right? Because he actually chartered planes and dropped them off in different places, like New York City, Boston, mm-hmm. and Chicago. But now all of those mayors and even their public are up in arms, right? You see, New York City is a very, you know, do the right thing kind of, a lot of them are old school, mm-hmm. you know, they've generations of Italians of a melting pot. It's known to be a melting pot, but they're very funny about how or what you say or do impacts their city.
Mm-hmm.
They're very close, or even though New York is such a big place, you know, 9/11 was a unifying thing
mm-hmm.
and it was something where everyone came out to support and help everyone else. Right. And so they're kind of like, they don't put up with that. And one of the things that the values that a lot of those families carry are that you honor police, you honor fire, you don't ever do something like that. And so I think people are now seeing the reality of what it costs us to bring those people here
mm-hmm.
and to continue to support all of their traveling through and anywhere they want. We can't go to China
mm-hmm.
and say, I want to go to whatever city I want to go to. It doesn't work like that in other countries, but you're letting it work like that here.
You can't just walk across the border into China either.
That's what I'm saying. You can't, if we were to do what they're doing to any other country, mm-hmm. we'd be in prison.
So I think what's happening, besides, you know, us being pissed off that our tax dollars are going to these illegal scum, I think that a lot of people who are from another country, because of the crap that Joe Biden's mm-hmm. doing, they feel that they're entitled to get their way, period. Did y'all see the video of that man in the mall playing a piano? And of course, everyone's around him clapping because it's just the piano in the mall and he's playing it. And these Chinese nationals said, you can't do that. He said, who are you to tell me I can't do it? They made a big stink. One of them called the police. The police came and they actually carted the guy off. I don't know if they arrested him or what have you. Because, you know, you gotta do what a foreign national says. Because
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I know that. You know, just a lot of the videos that I've been seeing lately are a lot of entitlement. Where mm-hmm. I mean, that was obvious when they walked out and they shot the bird mm-hmm. and all the people mm-hmm. not taking it seriously.
Here's the deal. You got to remember, whenever these people come across, they throw up their hands and they go, "Hey, we're here. We're here."
Mm-hmm.
So they ran through as quickly as they can. They're given a packet of paper, and they're saying, they're being told, congratulations, you're now on your path to citizenship. That's what they're being told. So you've run across these people. Guess what they're going to tell you? Hey, I'm here now. I'm on my way to citizenship. I can't tell you how many of them I've ran into that actually said that. That is what they think. So they think they are entitled, absolutely mm-hmm. entitled to mm-hmm. everything that you and I, as American citizens, have.
That's why because, you have the ones complaining about the hotel.
Yeah, because you know, they see absolutely nothing wrong with the fact that they just came across the border.
Yeah.
And the bad thing is our own government is fomenting this mess. They are. Mm-hmm. Instead of turning them around and sending their butts back or doing whatever it is they can to get them back. Mm-hmm. By giving them that paperwork and saying and setting them a court date and saying, congratulations, you're on the way to being American. Hey.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.